This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:06 in the morning, January the 4th, 2013. My gosh. Bad Bob, it's your fault.
It'll be March before I quit writing 2012.
What I ended up doing, because I had to fill out a form to go snowmobiling to have Linda attempt to kill me out there. You know, she checked my insurance policies and she said, you know what, did you know that you get this much more if you're killed in an accident? And I went, well, yeah, I knew that. And so I'm signing these policies and she's over there and she gives me a helmet too big, so it falls around the back of my head. And off we go. Anyway, hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com with sound. We're going to have to reload our systems here every so often, because all of a sudden here for the last 3 days, it doesn't update by itself. So we're going to reload the system, and so we don't have to at 7 o'clock in the morning turn on the reboot the machine. We haven't had to do that for over 4 years, or for over 3 years. See what else. Okay, today Senator Jim Nielsen is going to call. You know, there's an election. Does anybody know there's going to be an election on January 8th? That's next week. It's probably one of the most carefully held secrets in the state of California, or at least in the North State. And you know how much that's costing us? Oh gosh, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a two-person runoff, because there was five people running, including Dan Logue. When Dan Logue then pulled out his name, he pulled out too late, so he left his name on the ballot, which then meant that people, in their infinite wisdom, even though he wasn't running for office, they voted for him. 8% voted for him. And the 8% or 10% or whatever it was, probably kept Jim Nielsen from getting the 50% plus one. So now it's going to cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars here in Shasta County and millions for up here in the North State to have this election. Okay, now we go to good news. Kathy Lathrop Cummings for our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Kathy, good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 8 points at 13,400. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1461. And the NASDAQ is negative this morning, 5 points at 30,094. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 4 cents at $12 even, and Citigroup up 57 cents at $41.96. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $4.51, and Exo Group is up 12 cents at $9.39. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.14%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 2 cents at $92.90. Gold is down $21.80 at $16.52.80, and silver is down 75 cents at $29.97. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you want the best advice about what's happening in Wall Street, or stop by Park Marina Drive at their offices. Okay, Bad Bob, let's hit the weather. Because we had some kind of sissy weather alert coming through here.
Yeah, you know, sometimes these guys get carried away with themselves. National Weather Service is letting us know it's going to rain, and they've actually put out a weather alert. No big deal compared to the storms that we've had. This is not a whole lot. Still, if you're going into the mountains, plan appropriately, take your blankets and water and all that kind of stuff, because the mountains can get ugly. Down here in the valley, though, we're going to see over the next 36 hours, high today of 59, low tonight 36, and then mix of clouds and sun for your Saturday, and a high around 56 degrees and 31 in Redding right now. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. I just talked to the Anselmos yesterday afternoon. It was an interesting conversation. Of course, Linda's going to be there January 11th, a week from today. She'll be singing, and her company, her group that are with us, you know, it'll be a small group. It's Rick Hill, who's playing guitar, and just a great, great guitar player. And, of course, Pat Karch, you know, the premier piano maestro from around here in the North State. So they'll be doing a whole mix of different types of music. And the, you know, but seating is limited there. So give them a call at 474-5546. Say you want to get... You tell me you want to be seated in the music room where Linda Bott is. Okay. We've got to take a break. But when we come back, I've got a lot of things to talk about. Yesterday, I learned something about Bad Bob that just floored me. I had to sit down in a chair, and then after I heard the story, 5 minutes later, I crawled out of the room laughing so hard. So I think I should share this with you. And as soon as he told me, he knew it was going to be shared with everybody. This is our own Bad Bob. This isn't Felony Bob, by the way, who is a separate, you know, completely different entity out there. He just walks around the streets trying to get arrested for jaywalking. No, Bad Bob here is our stalwart, our Boy Scout, our Eagle Scout, and our Coast Guardie. So I want to, we need to talk about this when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
The head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved ones so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, We know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Lindemann. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, your community radio for the North State, 7:15 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All right, stories. I expect somebody to come in with a story at least this good and give me a call afterwards. We're talking about just different jobs.
My 4-hour brief career in a certain industry, yes.
Did you, Bad Bob in the porno industry. Yes, it's true.
I did not know.
Because we were talking, well, can't remember how that came up, because we're out here in the main offices here, so there's people around. And somehow Bob announced that he had been the sound guy on a porno flick.
I got asked to do, well, there's, okay, back
But first of all, did you know it was a porno flick when you started?
Not until I walked in the building.
And the building was called Porno Flicks?
What? No. It was actually a small office complex in a remote corner of San Diego. No, I had done sound a couple of recording gigs for these guys in a band that wasn't all that good, but the guy had more money than talent. So I'd done a couple of gigs for them, and he says, "Hey, I'm working on a project."
Music gigs.
Yeah, a couple of music gigs, and he says, "I'm working on a project. Can you come help?" I assumed it was a music video. You know, and
well, there was music in it, though, right?
Yeah, used the and when I got
okay,
there,
now listen,
like,
the story's telling me yesterday. I am just
this rolling guy's going to pay me $100 for a day's work, and I thought, okay, and,
back
and,
then,
yeah,
hey.
In the '90s, that was okay.
That's all right.
As soon as I walked in the door with my bags of equipment and stuff, I look around, and I go, uh oh, and there. First of all, there was a lot of illegal drugs in evidence and all over the set and all that, and the centerpiece of the set is a mattress. And I said, oh God. And I should have just turned around and left, but
am I going to need to use the delete button?
No. Okay. I needed $100 and things went from there, and it when the noontime break came, it was okay, you know what? I really need, here's your stuff, here's your tape, I'm leaving, thank you very much. Don't bother paying me because I don't want to put my hands on the check.
Wow.
That was the end of the career right there. He also never called me again to do a recording for the band.
Well, you know what? You know, you can't do something that you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But it sounds, you know, but when I hear that Bad Bob, who I know is such a straight arrow, was in, he said, well, I was... First of all, he said that he was involved with a porn film. I was kind of thinking, well, my gosh, am I going to see you on what? In an old movie sometime? On an old movie poster? There's Bob. No, okay, I knew that. Well, okay, you know what, Bad Bob? Was it totally embarrassing? And here's the other thing.
It was really sort of pathetic.
Well, you know what? There's people that are into this, and I've met people that, you know, that were in the industry, and you wouldn't know it because they were doing it off their computers. And you just find out about it, you know,
I remember
much
what
later.
Brought this up.
Much later.
And this was funny, a few years ago, the Consumer Electronics Show runs Converge.
Oh, that's what it is.
With the Adult Video
Awards.
That's
right. You were going down, yeah,
and
you're going
to
be gone next week.
Two sides of the Hilton, and the two crowds, the geeks and the sleazes, met in the center hallway, and the funniest part was the guys from China, and I thought their heads were going to fall right off their shoulders.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to be gone next week to the geek show at the same time that they used to run the adult video.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case
network,
this year.
AVN or something like that. Anyway, so, you know what? What a time to have those two groups together. Well, but you got the latest in technology and the latest in in porn,
yeah.
Right there. Okay, all right. Enough of this. When we spent way too much time on this. Okay, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about tax breaks. We're gonna talk about Al Jazeera again and Al Gore, purposely not selling it to an American, and purposely selling it to a foreign country in Al Jazeera. And the problems are going to be running into that way, but also a few other things like the state of Illinois wants to completely ban semi-automatic weapons. And we want to talk about that one, on the impact it can have on people in the industry and how it will have no impact on crime and criminals. We'll be right back.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 31 degrees out there, my friends. Head on down to Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee, wrap your hands around it, hold it up against your chest, rub it on your cheeks. The girls down there make great cups of coffee. You get almost any kind of coffee you can think of. Lattes, cappuccinos, you name the blended coffee. For a great price. They beat the prices anywhere else in town for that type of coffee. And of course, Tobacco and Brew meets or beats any type of tobacco prices in this town of Reading. And veterans get discounts in Tobacco and Brew. Plus, Joe and Shelley, in over 30 years of business, has supported this community in so many ways. And we're not just talking veterans, which they do totally, but in so many other good causes here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, Al Jazeera, as we talked about yesterday and jumped up and down and said, Al Gore, you know how much Al Gore made on it? He sold it. I don't know if he made. He sold Current TV. Now, Current TV is on the satellite channels or on the cables. Yeah, that's out. You know, nobody watches it, though.
At a potential audience of 46 million, their top viewership ever was something about 40,000, less than 1% of their potential audience.
Well, you know, when you get people like Elliot Spitzer, I mean, come on, the guy, the adulterer from New York City, the governor who has these affairs, he gets caught. You know, it's that kind of people. And what's that? What was that? Oh, that jerk's name used to be on MSNBC.
There are some
Oberlin.
Not Matthews.
No. Oberlin.
Oberlin. Oh, Keith.
Whatever his name is.
Keith who?
So he was there for a year, and then they ended there. So here's Al Gore, who is, by the way, and I think Bob said you can see his, you know, the king of global warming, the Nobel Prize winner, and you know the other ones that were associated with him. So what did he do except make a movie of things we've done? The one that you can see his home from 5 miles in space or something like that because of all the lights. You know, he's got a carbon footprint like the city of New York practically on his one house. Anyway, so he decided, he started this, he had this, oh, I'm going to start this TV network, this channel on cable. And as Bad Bob just said, at the most anybody ever looked at it was 40,000 people out of all of America. So he's going to sell it. Well, Glenn Beck offered him big bucks. Al Gore says, well, I want to sell it to somebody who has my kind of politics. No, he said it. My kind of political, my kind of politics, my, what I stand for. So who's he sell it to? Al Jazeera, who is, of course, owned by the Arab state of Qatar. And that's a Q-A-T-A-R, but you pronounce it Qatar.
I did not know that till yesterday.
Yeah, how about that? Would you say it's Qatar?
Or Qatar.
Qatar?
Yeah.
Qatar. Anyway.
Qatar.
And anyway, for $100 million. Now, Time Warner Cable, in an act of testosterone, fueled manliness, said, we're dropping them from the channel. Well, not so fast. Then they came out with a statement and said, We're gonna give them a chance. We're gonna look at it first before we just drop them. Even knowing that it's a state-sponsored news agency who does not like the Americans. And then Dish. This is my favorite part. Dish is going. They're all rolling in there saying, we want more favorable terms. Dish Network is looking at it as, is this something that we're gonna get into? I frankly think it would be a huge publicity coup. Is for somebody like Dish or others to say, we don't want them on there. Why? The whole thing of selling it to another station. Could we as Americans go over there and buy a station from them? I don't think so. I don't think they would. I don't, the whole Middle East is so tribal and medieval. All right, let's move on. The state of Illinois, and they're trying to ban all semi-automatic weapons, pistols and rifles, which would immediately close down probably most of the shooting ranges around there. And when they do this, that means that they would take there's 1.5 million gun owners in Illinois.
They're going to go door to door.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, here we go into this. If you want to take my weapons, you're going to have to come into my house and find them. And then if you find them, then you're going to have to arrest me because I'm just not going to give you my weapons because it's not, I have a right to own these. These are all knee-jerk reactions. Here's the bottom line. I got 2 minutes left here before we have to take a break. Here's the bottom line, my friends. It's not the weapons issue. We're going to, this weapons issue will go back and forth for decades. It has for decades. It's going to continue for decades. What's that do? To save our children. What's that do to make our children safe? Is there anything that, that we can do right now? You can get in and forget the debate. It's not going to be settled. It's not going to be settled. What can we do to make our children safer right now? How about something as simple as putting a security door on every classroom that can be locked from the inside? How about that? And an alarm system, they push the alarm. That door is shut anyway when they come into class and it's locked. It takes a special key that the police, the fire, and the school has to get in there and open the doors. A T-shaped lock, like for a blast door that can open it up. The only other way you're going to get in there is for the teacher to open it up.
Well,
can be done right now and handle the debate later. But then our kids are safe and we could do it. Tell me, we couldn't get those doors on in 2 months, 3 months, have all on. You've got police on campuses, at the high school campuses, put them on all the rest of the campuses until you get all the doors on. And let that be the first stage in this. Next Thursday, we're going to have a school expert on these things, on shootings, and on what you can do, and how schools are being designed in some areas to help keep people alive if this tragedy like this happens and a shooter comes into the school. We're going to be talking to them next Thursday. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Senator Jim Nielsen should be calling us somewhere around here in the next few minutes. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, Lululemon shares are under pressure following a downgrade from Credit Suisse. The firm cut the yoga apparel company's rating to neutral and lowered the price target $6 to $80. Credit Suisse cited slowing comparable store sales growth momentum in Canada as well as further margin pressure. On the upside, shares of Johnson & Johnson are climbing higher after Deutsche Bank raised its rating to buy and boosted the price target to $82. Deutsche Bank expects J&J will see improving trends. The firm also says recent and new drugs should continue to drive pharma sales. And thou shalt pay cash may be the newest motto from the Vatican after the Bank of Italy pulled its authorization to accept credit cards and other electronic payments from visitors. According to bank officials, the Vatican has not fully complied with the European Union's safeguards against money laundering. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Vaughn. 7:35 in the morning. I like that. I like that music. 530-605-4567 is our number. We're waiting for Senator Nielsen to give us a call in case something, maybe something has rolled down from his end. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming here. Bad Bob, give us the weather one more time here. Besides the fact that it's 31 degrees and it's, you know, and that it's cold out there.
It is a little bit chilly, and as a matter of fact, National Weather Service says, well, actually, it's dropped down to 29, which it does about this time of day. Looking over the next 36 hours or so, 59 for a high today, light variable winds and partly cloudy skies. Same situation tonight with a low of 36, but tomorrow some more clouds come in. No rain in sight immediately, but we do have a storm on the way. We'll let you know more about that as the weather report updates in Reading at this time. 29 degrees, and the weather report is, of course, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Lunches, brunches on the weekends, dinners, horseback riding, Sporting Clays, the whole shooting match out there, and pizza on Thursday nights. And Anselmo Vineyards, just a short ride out of Palo Cedro. And, of course, Linda will be singing out there a week from tonight, January the 11th, starting around 6:30. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and all of the North State. If you want any type of car, truck, or SUV, they're going to be able to help you with. New, previously owned, they're going to give you a deal that your neighbors will give you. Not only that, but they keep your vehicles on the road and in great shape. They take great pride in that, too. That's Reading Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Tax breaks. Oh, okay. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just, we're monitoring the phones, hoping to hear from the senator soon, aren't we?
We are. Okay.
Special election. Any idea? Do we have any official numbers on what this darn thing is going to cost us?
It was something like it's costing, because it's this runoff election. I don't know about, it's just the North State. It's just the North State. And I'm not even sure who his opponent is. We've reached out to him a couple of times, never heard anything back. I've never seen a mailer. I've never seen an ad. Maybe there is something out there. I saw a mailer the other day from Jim Nielsen, but that's about it. Mm. It's costing, I heard, a couple million dollars.
Really?
It's costing the counties, because the counties are the ones that have to put on the elections.
Is this a unintended consequence of that law that was passed a couple of years ago with the that was supposed to fix everything?
Oh, are you talking about that how you could have
somebody has whoever to have 51?
Whoever has the largest vote. You know, it's 50 plus one.
But
it can be, it's the two largest vote getters that have the largest amount of votes going to the primaries. Well. Because it was a special election in November for this Senate seat, since LaMalfa left the Senate seat. By the way, he was on TV last night, you know, being one of the ones that was sworn in as congressman.
Our congressman.
Yeah, you know, it was nice for him to call yesterday. I know, you know, he's getting ready to be sworn in an hour. This was a special election held to replace, you know, for his seat. Mm-hmm. And so that was just, it was in November. If there had been a clear, a clear victor then we wouldn't be doing this. But as again, we talked about Lowe got into it and then got out of it, but his name was still on there. Mm. So now we have to do the runoff. Now's the time for that was kind of like to winnow out the number of people, and a lot of people were running. And then now it's between Nielsen and,
what's his name?
Harrington, something like that, that's running. Mm. So, but it's going to cost, I think it's going to cost us $200,000. If we get the senator on the line, we'll ask him how much. Because I know last time he called, he was just he was not happy about that. Not about having to run, because I mean it's kind of a, you know, I kind of know who's going to win on this. It's the cost of everything that it's costing everybody this much money because Dan Logue didn't get out of it. If you're going to run Logue, but if you're going to get out, it's my health. Well, you know what? Before you ran, you knew something's going on.
So with this current group coming into starting to play down there in our state capital and the supermajority that is in place, how long before California becomes a gun-free sanctuary state where there is no business?
We're in Illinois?
Yeah, no, here.
Oh, here. Yeah. Well, I don't think, well, I tell you what, there's going to be a lot. You can see the law, you see them piling up here, like the ammo law, you're going to see, you know, the ban on carrying long guns. You're going to see more and more. They're going to be having to get a license for your weapons. You know, if you've got a weapon, you've got to have a license for it. It's all these things they're trying to do, and it's for one thing. It's not to keep the weapons out of hands of criminals. It's to take law-abiding citizens, as we've said, and make their lives tougher. And make it so that, and then they're going to ban, you know, then they're going to go back in here and we've got the strictest, you know, gun control laws in the nation here. Well, you know, and come to think of it, have we had a mass shooting around here?
Not for a long time. There was the thing in Stockton back in the
that was years ago.
The playground shooting. But
and then there was that one down in McDonald's, but that was decades ago. That was decades ago.
I was in Sandy.
But has there been any? Well, let's look it up during the break. I'll take a break. Let's look up and see if there's been any mass shootings I'm laughing because the screen that was on Bob's microphone just smacked him in the forehead and fell off. You know what? You need to screw that down. You know what? It's Felony Bob's fault because Felony Bob comes up there and gets so close to the microphone. Anyway, we need to talk about that because we do have that. And then we've got some other things. Tax breaks. You know, I'm here looking at the tax breaks that, you know, the filmmakers get. Did you get a tax break in this latest year?
I'm an independent videographer and I didn't get a tax break, so I'm upset.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. If everybody has to pay more into Social Security. We middle class have just been hit with taxes, thanks to Mr. Obama and his administration. But his buddies sure got some big tax breaks. We'll be back in a minute. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. 7:41 in the morning, and it's 29 degrees out there.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today.
or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. Good morning. Come on. Hey, wake up. 7:45 in the morning. KCNR 1460. Carlin on the box. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. From a small chip to a crack up to 24 inches long, Jeff at Crack Master can fix it, and then he guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield he fixed, what, 3-4 years ago. You can't even see it. He's located at 3280 Market Street. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373. A veteran doing great work, and he guarantees his work. That's Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. And with this cold weather, you get a little water in those in a chip, and it expands. It could crack your windshield or into a crack in it. We're just talking about, and this is how this can go. We talked about weapons and all this. A group of police were sitting in a Denny's in Bellevue, Illinois. The manager comes over. One of the police officers was a detective in plain clothes. And the manager comes over and says, "I'm sorry, but you're going to have to take your weapon out to the car." And the detective and the rest of the police officers, who, by the way, were wearing badges, they thought, "Oh, great joke. It wasn't a joke. She says, "A patron has complained. You're going to have to remove that weapon and take it out to your car. We're police. A patron has complained, and you're going to have to, our policy is that you, blah, blah." Well, all the police got him left. The chief of police puts Denny's off limits to all of his officers. Well, as it turns out, the manager had erred. Denny's met with the police chief and said, "You know, our policy is that police officers, of course, can wear their weapons," and apologize. So the chief has raised a ban. However, this is the kind of thing that you're going to see, is that businesses have the right to restrict people from carrying weapons into their businesses. It's, you know, it's a private business. I know that there'll be no weapons in this business. Post office does, and a number of other places. The post office made it, and I think this was struck down even into their parking lots. People got in trouble because they had a weapon they left out in their car in a parking lot that belonged to the post office, and they got in trouble for it. But the bottom line is that businesses can keep you from doing that. And that's one of the things you need to, if, you know, there's a lot of concealed carry up here in the North State. And more and more and more are happening. Every one of these classes that are being taught are filled to the, you know, to filled. And they're putting extra classes on because people feel like they need the ability to have the, you know, they have the right and they want to have the ability to carry a concealed weapon. Tax breaks. Did we already talk? We talked tax breaks, right? Or did we just start to?
To a few, yes, the elitist organizations that want to run our lives.
You know, it's, you know, there's, you know, some tax breaks I'm all for. Some tax breaks I think are good ideas. If we're competing against a foreign company, there should be a tax break there. You know, that if, because their government is supporting their businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then we should, you know.
You're right, Carl.
Yeah, I saw that go by. That was a. There's two of them going through there, so it must be a pretty big one. Fire engines on the road here is what Bad Bob's talking about. Anyway, tax breaks, if we're competing against a foreign government or, you know, foreign industry, then, you know, and if, and they're getting support, we should get a tax break. Or, you know, our businesses should be at least on a level playing field. However, some of these tax breaks are thrown in there as part of a pork package and a tax shelters for banks and other special interests, including the film industry. Tax breaks for the film industry that, you know, and I don't understand that. You know, they make hundreds of, I don't know, billions of dollars a year. The, so to have, you know, to have those in there and not, you know, and not see the other tax breaks that could come down to people in the middle class that are working there. Yes, sir?
We do have a caller on the line. We've been expecting. He's not feeling well. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Happy New Year. Sound a little hoarse, but that's okay. We're in the saddle.
You know, are you okay there? When I talked to you yesterday, you said, you know what, I never even thought about that, but you, it sounded like a little hoarse there. How are you feeling today?
Oh, we're okay, Carl. By golly, always feeling good when I'm on your show.
Senator Jim Nielsen is our guest. You know, we've been talking about the, you know, you always, you know, I was a little concerned because you always do what you say you're going to do. When you're on this, you know, you say, "Hey, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to call." I mean, to the minute. So you're there. And we, you know, we've got an election. People are asking, you know, the question is, how much is this election next Tuesday going to cost the taxpayers up here in the North State?
Well, sadly, because it wasn't really necessary.
No.
$2 million, Carl.
Oh,
$2 million in these four counties. That, you know, Doug resigned early to avoid that cost. And, you know, it didn't happen, and we can't be pointing fingers. We just have to go on about it. But it's too bad.
Well, sure we can. I've been pointing fingers all morning. I'll continue to do that. It should have never happened. Anyway, we're gonna. I tell you what. We're going to take a quick break here, come back and talk about, you know, what you see is going to happen. I mean, especially with all these new laws, 700 new laws were passed and are going into effect. You know, what you see here in our last 5 minutes here is what you see is going to happen here in Sacramento in the, this coming year. I mean, just what you think is the most important issue. And I know you've given a lot of thought to that. We'll be right back. Our guest, Senator Jim Nielsen.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires. Then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward
and Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. And Senator Nielsen, okay, big election Tuesday, of course, the runoff election. And then you step into the job. What do you see as the largest concern that we have for the North State?
Well, public safety. We've talked about it incessantly, but we must continue to. That is AB 109, the early release of all these inmates and criminals. And I'm working with a little group I've comprised of good people that I know who are very knowledgeable in the area, and we're going to be working on legislation to redo this terrible mess. That's really, frankly, the highest priority. The budget now, sadly, it's not going to get fixed. It's now funded, and it will be spent, and that's all that's going to happen there. You mentioned the silly laws. There will be even more of them now, and that's really sad. We don't need more laws. We don't need legislating. We need oversight. On the other hand, I'm the always insufferable optimist, and I believe that we can dispose people to focus on some of the issues that really make a big difference, one of which will be needing to address the fire tax. Those bills are coming out, and people should righteously be mad, and I hope that that is going to be able to be addressed and accomplished. The school shooting just reminded me of something that I've been working on for all, since 1982. The Victims Bill of Rights was the first legislation that ever addressed school safety as a high priority of government. It defined it as such way back in 1982. And again, in Marcy's Law that I helped write 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we're going to revisit those provisions and add to them. The answer to this is not gun control, and there'll be a deluge of bills on gun control. It's about personal behavior, and we need to address that. And there are other ways, so I will certainly be working on that. Our water is always going to be important to us. And by the way, we have had a magnificent Superior Court decision in Siskiyou County 3 weeks ago.
Wasn't that great? Oh.
Stunning, Carl. Stunning. And I am just so happy. Now, the battle will continue, of course.
Jim, for people that don't, that didn't, you know, we've talked about it, but, you know, can you just give it a quick synopsis of this? It essentially is told the state that, you know, the fishing game, and they can't seize water.
Yeah, it's a four-year battle now that's been going on up in the Siskiyous, a lot of litigation. And the Department of Fish and Game basically has come to all of these property owners, landowners, farmers, and said, before you can put any water on your fields, you have to get a permit from us. And very costly, and they've been very heavy-handed about it. And so the farmers up there have fought back. And by the way, they're fighting on behalf of all of us all over California.
Yeah, this is not just
it,
they're
all dead. And that court up there has said no. A very stunning, wonderful decision.
Great. It was great.
Yep. So, you know, we're starting off the year on some good note. Yeah. That's for doggone sure.
Senator, when we start talking about, I just talked about, you know, the gun control and the safety of students. Gun control is not going to be settled here or this decade or next decade. But there are things that we can do to for our schools right away, like making a door that a school teacher can lock, or a teacher can lock, or an administrator can lock from the inside that you can't get in. And the reason we don't have that is just money.
Yeah.
And you know, this seems like could be a fix that could, at least they can do a lock in and keep people out of, you know, from coming into these rooms.
Well, that'd be a good way to spend some of our tax money that, you know,
it seems like it.
We have ended up having to be burdened with. But if we're going to spend it on something, that should be
protecting
our children. Should be the highest.
I would expect the teachers' unions to plunk in a lot of that, because it's teachers out there on the front lines. And they're the ones that, you know, that put their lives out there, too. So, anyway.
Absolutely. You bet.
Well, I appreciate, Senator, we really appreciate you calling. I know that you're under the weather here, and, there's a lot of things you're trying to get done here before next Tuesday. Are you going to vote early?
Oh, you bet, everybody getting in there quick and early. You get your absentee if you still have it, but show up at the polls. It's a sacred right in this country that we're so privileged to have, to voice our opinions about your government. And keep in mind, the last thing I'd love to tell you.
Sure.
It's your government. It is not government, of the government, people for the government. It's government for the people. We run the show. And do not forget that. And it all starts with us going to the polls and voting.
And you know what? And the thing is people go, oh, what can I do? Well, I tell you what. You can affect the local, the city, the county, your assembly, and your north state just by getting out and voting. If you think you can't, we've had elections won by 6 votes here. Anyway.
Just recently.
Senator, you have a great weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk to you next week after the election. And good luck. And we'll talk to you after next week after the election. Take
Have
care.
Have a great North State Day.
Thank you very much, Senator. Hey, we're going to take a break. Maria Roscoe from the Redding Rancheria is here. We're going to talk about what they're doing for our state here.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 155,000 Americans found a new job last month, and unemployment is now at 7.8%.
We had some people coming into the workforce, about 200,000, but then another 200,000 or so said that they became unemployed in the so-called household survey, so they canceled each other out.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes, what's the reaction? Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has it live in Washington.
Well, the White House says the jobless report provides further evidence the economy continues to heal from the recession. The statement adds, it is critical we continue the policies that are building an economy that works for the middle class. But in his written statement, House Speaker John Boehner said, too many Americans are still out of work and Washington has too much debt. Boehner says he looks forward to passing real spending cuts, meaningful reforms, and a fairer tax code this year. Dave?
Now, Rich, the report isn't really registering on Wall Street. The Dow's down 4 points. The new Congress is taking up an issue that's still smoldering from the last one. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Well, for lawmakers from states hard hit by Hurricane Sandy,
this action by the House Republican leadership is too little and too late.
New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone will support a measure to boost the federal flood insurance program's borrowing limit by nearly $10 billion. So will Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling, but he says he's left with a tragic choice between paying contractual claims to victims
or adding $9.7 billion to an insane national debt.
The bigger fight could come in 2 weeks when Congress is set to take up a wide-ranging $50 billion disaster relief package. Dave.
Jared, Senator Michael Crapo has just pleaded guilty to drunk driving in Virginia. The Idaho Republican said afterward outside the court he's sorry and is grateful he didn't hurt anybody, getting a fine and a one-year license suspension. Crapo had previously said, as a Mormon, he doesn't drink. Now the senator will seek forgiveness and repentance in his church. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right, get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's TryMatch.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's TryMatch.com. One in five relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's TryMatch.com. Join today.
Nearly 2 months after we voted, the presidential votes that matter most will be counted.
Today, the House and Senate meet in joint session to certify the 2012 Electoral College results, making President Obama the official winner. Senators will walk over to the House carrying mahogany boxes with the actual electoral votes. Aside from the occasional faithless electors who don't vote for the candidate that won the state, it's usually just a formality. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Some American-made weapons almost got into the wrong hands. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has this live in our Middle East Bureau.
The weapons were found in a hole in the desert outside the northern city of El Arish in Egypt's Sinai. Egyptian authorities say they believe the six U.S.-made missiles were likely smuggled from Libya and headed for Gaza. Israeli officials announced a few months ago they believed militants in Gaza had got their hands on anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles from Libya. A lot of weapons were left floating around Libya following the 2011 uprising. The U.S. is planning to help train officials there to reduce weapons smuggling. Dave.
Emily, the Pakistani girl shot in the head and nearly killed by the Taliban for speaking out for girls' education has been released from a British hospital. Doctors say Malala Yousafzai is making good progress, but still needs surgery next month to rebuild her skull. There's a controversial new movie in theaters today, The Promised Land.
What kind of money are you talking about? You could be a millionaire.
Promised Land, written by and starring Matt Damon and John Krasinski, is about a salesman for a natural gas company trying to tap into a small town's available resources. The oil and gas industry is not happy about the film, saying it paints a negative and inaccurate picture of the fracking process. But Kate Hudson with environmental advocacy group Riverkeeper disagrees.
The film actually does a really good job of showing why there are very good reasons for that lack of trust.
That was Sabrina Sabah's report from Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to second hour of Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. 8:05 in the morning, 29 degrees out there. And let's get started with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down fractionally at this point at 13,391. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1461, and the NASDAQ is negative 4 at 3,096. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 4 cents at $12 even, and EMC Corporation down 31 cents at $24.06. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 12 cents at $9.39, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 42 cents at $41.18. Turning to the bond market, we find lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.94%, and in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 19 cents at $92.73. Gold is down $26.90 at $1,648. And silver is down 83 cents at $29.89. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 18, and 9:05 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them and get that good advice, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, and on Friday we must be having a health update from Amy from Adams from Speak Performance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Did you get my email?
I did not.
Uh-oh. Did you send an email out to everybody with, like, you know, have a Happy New Year and, you know, this kind of thing?
Yeah, we did from work, yeah, with our pictures and everything.
This was from you personally.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, well, then I sent you one back. Okay, I just want to make sure that it was you. Otherwise,
it was me. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
it had to do with
working out, and I was afraid that I sent it to somebody else that says, "Well, who's this guy?" Anyway, okay. Fitness tip.
All right. Well, you know, it's a new year, right? And
yes.
What I see happen too often is people make this huge list of resolutions and try to complete them all in that first week. So what I'm going to ask you to do is take one fitness resolution and one nutrition resolution. So in other words, let's say you want to eat healthy and get in shape. You guys, that's too general. That's not going to work. So I need to be more specific. Let's say you're not taking your vitamins on a regular basis. So this first week, why don't you just focus on taking a multivitamin every day? Don't worry about all the other vitamins. Don't worry about everything else. Don't worry about the meal plans yet. Just start with taking the multivitamin every day. And then as far as your get in shape, instead of just saying get in shape, that leaves it too far out for whatever. So make sure you do something like, okay, I'm going to get to the gym. Let's say you haven't been going at all. Then make a point to get to the gym on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2. Make a specific time and designate that and put it in your schedule. So you start with these small goals. I know that seems like, well, geez, that's only twice a week. But if you do these small goals and you accomplish them, it creates success. And then the next week you go, hey, I did that. All right, well, let's add, you know, 5 more minutes on to my time at the gym, or let's add that extra day on. So if you accomplish it in small steps, you become successful, therefore sticking to those resolutions. And then each week, each month, you add another additional resolution on instead of trying to conquer them all in January.
Well, you know what? That's a good idea. You know, Bad Bob here has done that. And he has, and he's keeping to it so far the first 3 days. He has a cinnamon roll at 8:06 every morning. And he, you know, and, but he's been sticking to it though. I'm loving this. And he says that he's planning on staying on this. And, you know, frankly, when I come down to the gym, I can do that. I'll come down at 2:00. I'll do exactly like you say, Amy. I'll walk in, I'll look around, give a nice sniff, and I'll walk out again. I figure by August, I should be getting, probably get on one of the unicycles there or whatever and do a half a mile or something. You know, can't jump into this.
Exactly. Yeah, you will be definitely a model by then, a fitness model by then.
Well, at least I'll be there all the time. Okay, Amy, thanks a lot. You know, you give great advice, and you've got such a great humor, and all the abuse I give to you about the working out thing. Adamson's Peak Performance, Amy. I tell you what, it's a great place to go down to work out, and the trainers there—they're super. Thanks a lot.
All right, you guys.
All right. Happy New Year.
You too. Have a great weekend.
All right. We're going. Do we have anybody else on the line there?
Not at this moment, sir.
Okay, and I think a couple of the people are calling in. Okay, but I tell you what, then we're going to take a quick break. And we have one of our favorite people here, a champion dancer, a veritable queen of being around here, Maria Roscoe from Ready Rancheria. So we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, welcome back.
Wait for it.
Carl Lindebaugh. 8:15 in the morning. It is 29 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. It's 29 degrees. Head on down to Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew. Wrap your arms around a really hot cup of coffee or latte or cappuccino and maybe buy two of them. Put one in each pocket and then hold one and rub it up and down on your face because you're cold out there. Great prices for their coffee, and they make any kind of coffee you can possibly imagine. They have special, flavors and all this. And then, of course, walk next door, and it's, you know, will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans get discounts. They support our community in like about 500 different ways with the good things they do with supporting charities and veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Maria Orozco.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fabulous.
You know what? You always look fabulous.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? Y'all are, every March, you all have this, it's a, I don't know what you would call it. It's a gala, but it's costumes that people dress up. You have a different theme each year. But the thing is, though, is that the real reason you have it is because Ready Rancheria supports our community.
Exactly.
That's why you're on here.
Yes. That's exactly why. The first Saturday in March, we do hold the Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. And that is a way for us to thank all the organizations who solicited funds and received funds in, for example, 2012. So our event is March 2nd, and we'll be honoring all of those 60 organizations who received funds. And last year, we gave out $189,000, which put, since our inception in 2002, we're at over $1.9 million given back just to our nonprofits in Shasta and Trinity counties. So it was our way to say, you know what, we want to thank them for going through the fund, receiving their monies. Now, you know what, let's choose one of those organizations that stood out just a bit that said, you know what, we need an additional gift. So we started out with $5,000. Now we're up to $10,000. We have chose our winner. And for this year on March 2nd, we'll be giving one $10,000 gift away.
And it's a secret, though.
It is a secret.
It is a secret.
It is a secret.
But, you know, we've been there for these, and that you have you've helped the veterans. I think it was the walk that was in there.
Yes.
And you've given the way you've helped people. I mean, it, and it's across all stratas.
It
here.
Is.
I mean, schools and organizations. I mean, just, I mean, everything that you all have gotten that Reading Rancheria has supported.
Absolutely, yeah. Women's Refuge has received the honor. We've had Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. I mean, we've had Fall River Joint Unified School District to Trinity County Schools. I mean, just be able to come up, accept the award. They went to the dinner thinking they were just going to go and have a great night, and they were called up to the front. It was amazing.
It is. And you do have a great night.
It is a fabulous night. And this year it's a Mardi Gras / masquerade, so masks are a must. So be prepared to enter into New Orleans brought to Reading with a Moulin Rouge style. It's always a who
if
knows?
You haven't been to this, all right, I have to say this. If you haven't been there, you need to go. And unfortunately, you only have so much room.
I know.
Now, everybody comes to this thing.
Yes.
And I think the first year we went was the Nightmare Before Christmas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, so we've gone 3 years in a row here since, you know, our inception with the with KCNR. And we have been fortunate enough to win the costumes. You know, KCNR has won the costumes every year. And we were going to back off this year.
Good luck.
Until the gauntlet was thrown at Linda by another company here. That says, watch out, we're coming for you. Until then, we were just going to be kind of like, the heavyweight champion. Okay, well, I don't want to go out again, but that got the juices flowing. So here I am stuck again because the only thing I do is put on a costume. This is going to be a great event. And you have sponsors tables, and then you just have people that come to it. Is that correct?
Yes. All of the organizations are invited. And a lot of the, you know, nonprofits were able to buy a couple of seats or fill the tables. But, yeah, sponsorships are all the way to the back, and we find room for any individuals that want to just buy at the door. But normally, I mean, I've had RSVP since probably last October.
Well, you know what? As Linda said it the first year. We walked in there. And I don't want to gush about these because I'm not that type of person, but it was true. We walked in there, and you all had that. You have it decorated so well. And it's just like, there's nothing else like it here in the North State.
That's exactly what we wanted to do.
And take you away for a night, but
be able to honor all of the organizations who work their tushies off years.
That's true.
We need to celebrate with them. I mean, we need something to look forward to. So
we need in our country right now. It's been a tough 4 years. You and I were just talking about it. It's been a tough 4 years.
It has.
I think maybe this year could be that one where we've held our ground. We've maybe lost a little bit, but we've held our ground. Now it's time to start moving forward again.
I absolutely agree. This is going to be the year.
Well, maybe,
I feel it.
Maybe this is, one of the ways of kicking off this year is just going to be boom. And then from then on, we're racing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Maria Roscoe from Redding Rancheria here talking about the great things that they do for our community. And sometimes people forget this. Sometimes they think of, Wind River and this. And sometimes forget it's about what a huge part you all play in our community, a huge positive part you all play in our community on so many different levels. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe. Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Struth's Chainsaw and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tama counties. Senior and veterans discounts, competitive prices, locally owned, family operated. What else could you want? Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793. Our guest, Maria Orozco from the Redding Rancheria. Am I doing pretty good with the name?
You're excellent.
Okay. It's probably because I've known you for 4 years.
That's
and if I didn't, you'd reach over and slap me, which you should.
No.
The health center.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. That's big.
It's huge. We had the grand opening last year. It's open. The Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, which is on Liberty Street, 1441, is open to any Native American in our service area, which is Shasta and Trinity County. But not only that, now it's open to all of our employees of the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino and its entities and to their families. So for us, expanding and being able to go from our little one story to a four-story, three-story building, amazing. And only it's just starting.
I know. When you drive into town, there it is.
I love it.
It's huge.
I know.
So anybody that works at the for Wind River,
mm-hmm. Redding Rancheria.
Redding Rancheria is now eligible to be seen there.
Yes.
Obamacare and all these other things that are happening to doctors. I mean, doctors are just bailing from what I, you know, in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. Do you see it having an impact? Are you all on a different set of rules because of Native American and tribal policies and this?
Well, they have like IHS, Indian Health Services, and mm-hmm. other things worked out with the president and with, you know, just we have different grants and different services. And
okay.
We still have, I think the healthcare has gotten better. I mean, just as a Native American, being mm-hmm. able to go to the Tribal Health Center.
Uh-huh.
For example, I have a grandbaby coming, and she's been seen there. And she is being seen for all of her needs at any time at this place that doesn't even seem like it's a hospital.
Uh-huh.
You go in there and it seems like it's just one big, beautiful business.
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy. Beautiful.
First of all, you telling me that you've got a grandchild?
I do.
It's
I do. I know. It's crazy.
It is.
It's nuts.
If people haven't, you know, if you don't know Maria, then that's, you know, you need to do this because she won Dancing with the Stars. And she won not only the judges award, but the public award for it. And you just knocked people's eyes out with your dancing that evening. So you're into that. You're into everything around town.
Yes.
But when you tell me you've got a grandchild on the way.
I do.
Oh my goodness.
I do. Anyway,
so going back to the health center, having something like how long was this planned? I know it didn't just happen overnight.
It didn't. They actually have a 10-year plan that they met with the community on and said, you know, where would you like to see us go? Well, that was one of their goals. Ultimate goal is like a health village, but the one goal was to move out of their current facility and get into a bigger facility. I mean, for us to be able to, we're going to have urgent care. We have dental. We have full pharmacy, full medical, everything, behavioral health, a diabetes group. I mean, this amazing stuff that's going on there and more coming. That's all I hear is, oh, we have job openings for RNs. We have job openings for this and dental and assistance and things. So it's amazing. I just love hearing that. We've got this open. We've got all these opportunities. So,
and the fact if you work for Red Rancheria, you can go there. So
yes,
it's not just Native Americans.
That's so huge for our employees. Yeah, and their families. So they're not all Native American. So
no, I know.
It's amazing.
In fact, we met. We had one time. I think when we. Y'all have a lot of events out there that we go to because, you know, from different aspects. And when the Chamber of Commerce did their Excellence Awards, you had one of your employees who was not a Native American. I don't believe that he's like a greeter. He's always there, and people love him. Fred.
Oh, my goodness.
I may be wrong. I don't know if he is.
He's not. He's amazing. He's the first to greet you, and thank goodness he is because he is just full of life, makes you smile. Yes.
Everybody likes Fred.
It's
in a lot of things there, you know, that we see. But this was, I know we've talked about this before a little bit, but this is the first time I've really had a chance to sit down and see how it's progressed. And it sounds like it started, it's getting bigger, and it will probably continue to expand. You'll probably be able to offer some specialties in there. Or,
absolutely.
People mm-hmm. being able to have tests and those kind of things, which is kind of the problem with the VA. They can get a lot of them, but a lot of them, they've got to send them out and send them away. But here you're all going to be able to do that.
Yeah, all in house.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
A minute and a half. So I don't want to get into something really long, but I do want to talk about when we come back what you see is going to happen this year with, you know, Redding Rancheria and your plans, because I know you're building out there as the building. What is it now?
The hotel.
The hotel is going up.
It is.
How many rooms?
84.
84.
Three stories, indoor, outdoor pool. It's going to be beautiful.
It sounds like, and then there's parking structures and
no parking structure.
Okay.
We decided to keep it the way it goes, and the property that's across the creek will be used as parking.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No, that's easy then, because you've got little thing, shuttles going back and forth now. Anyway, so it's going to be three stories, 84 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You've got restaurants. You know, there's so many things that you all can do there. I can just see, you see it in your eyes right now, is that you're looking at all these different ideas.
We do throw around a lot of ideas. And the executives at Wind River Casino are really quick to getting those ideas done and completed.
I mean, once you all start, it's one of those things. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when we come back, and what we're going to talk about, what you see is happening in the future this year for Redding Rancheria. And, and any last things, well, I want to talk one more time or two about March and the great things you all do. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, our guest, Maria Orozco from Redding Rancheria.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's relief from Hurricane Sandy.
On this vote, the yeas are 354, the nays are 67.
The House just approving nearly $10 billion for
120,000 flood victims who have waited for far too long for the payment on the claims.
Democrat Gregory Meeks from New York. Congress will later this month consider another $50 billion some Republicans claim includes pork. The jobs report is out, and the White House calls it a sign the economy continues to heal.
The Labor Department says non-farm payrolls rose by 155,000. Many of those new jobs in construction related to Superstorm Sandy.
However, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson adds,
the December unemployment rate was 7.8%,
matching November's revised higher rate. Republican House Speaker Boehner says that shows too many Americans are still out of work. But on Wall Street, not all that much reaction to the report. The Dow is up 6 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Hey,
This is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, that kind of music, I just kind of get all mellow here. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Got to change it up once in a while.
Yeah, Man's Last Stronghold. DC Tim and the Man in Black. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. That, on Athens Avenue, start off your right, like I'm trying to do. I've been for 2 days trying to get down and get a haircut. But today it's going to happen. So stand by. Just get out of my way. Here I come. You know, for a haircut. And Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Okay. You know, we've got somebody else. We've got one of our show hosts. I told her to call in today, but we've been trying to work that out. Dr. Maria Salas. Doctor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You're doing great. Oh. Hi, Linda. Hi, Carl. Hi, Maria. Is Maria still
Hi.
There? She's there.
It's like the Maria show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? It should be. And, you know, I get Maria on, but like, what, maybe a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time we've really sat down and talked about everything that has to do with Rancheria, with all the things. We've still got some, you know, a lot to talk about here, but I wanted to talk about your show. You've got a, you know, your show tomorrow. And, so let us know what's going on here.
Okay. So tomorrow, and as always, Saturday morning from 10 to 11 is the Positively Healthy Show. And I am on the first and third Saturday of the month. And tomorrow, of course, it's the beginning of the year, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. We're going to talk about, you know, why people are unsuccessful a lot of the time. About 86% of the time, people are unsuccessful with their goals at the beginning of the year. And so we're going to talk about how they can be successful with that and make it happen this year. Because it's time, Carl. It's time, don't you think?
Oh yeah, you know what the thing is with me is my goal, my resolution at the on January 1st is to make no resolutions, and you know for the year. And so far, I have 100% chance of making that. But then again, you know, somebody will say something. Oh yeah, I think I should do that. Well, then it's a resolution and I've lost. Okay.
But you know what? I read that men are really good at keeping their goals, whether it be a New Year's resolution or not. But a goal, if they state it in a way that's measurable, like. You know, by March 1st, I would like to lose 40 pounds, you know, or I would like to release 40 pounds.
Yeah, no, I see that. It's a goal, and men are goal-oriented, not that women aren't.
Yeah, not that women are not.
But you can quantify it. You can quantify it.
That's what I read as part of the, you know, research that I did for the show. So it's interesting that you say that. So, you know, we're going to talk about so many more things. And, Maria, I hope you guys are getting chiropractic at the clinic.
Yes, that
would be exciting.
Nice. Yes.
Okay. Not to put you on the spot.
Dr. Maria Salas on, she's on tomorrow on the first and third Saturdays at Positively Healthy. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys soon.
You bet. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? We have 17 local programs on our station here. And I think that's probably one of the most gratifying things for us, and because you're in the community, you know we are too, is to having different people here that talk about stuff like, you know, talk about positive things, you know, talking about health, anything from hunting and fishing to, you know, bridal stuff. I mean, just anything. You know, yeah, we have politics, but we also have a lot of things that aren't politics here, and especially in our local program. So we're pretty happy with that. Maria Roscoe is our guest, you know, from Ready Rancheria, and the, you know, having Maria here is another person is that's big in the community. And like I said, you come on a couple of times a year, I guess, for these events, but now I want, you know, I've got you for the rest of the hour here, and we want to talk about what you all are, you know, what you all see happening with the Rancheria the rest of the year.
Well, Reading Rancheria as a whole is still planning on doing everything that they've – it always seems like in my position, it's same events, how do we make it bigger, where are we going to go more, who do we need to support more, where's the need. So that's the same thing that they're doing this year. I think they're doing it with open-mindedness, though, this year, saying, you know, there's a, with how many years we've had, we can tell by the community fund. I mean, there's over $2 million being solicited. There's only a certain amount that are able to go. But from these organizations, we keep hearing that they've got cuts here, cuts there, and everybody's got cuts everywhere. So it's important for us to see and forecast who exactly needs the monies and where the money should be beneficial. The other thing is, like, for Wind River, it's growth and providing entertainment and tourism here. So by us expanding and finally getting our hotel on site with the 84 rooms and the three-story, we'll be able to host the bigger group sales. We'll be able to have 2 or 3 day events there, and they'll, you know, bring in these big, huge corporations that like to go visit properties. And I mean, where could you go better? I mean, I know I love to travel, but the North State, we have everything you can imagine. So bring them here, have them spend their monies here, and then they can go back home. But and just
leave your money here.
Absolutely.
We like that idea.
Yeah, I do too.
And, you know, the other thing I like about Ready Rancher is y'all have open mind.
Yes.
An open mind in that, you know, it's like, oh, why not try that? That's, you know, from what I have ascertained, you know, after being, you know, talking and being around the people from Ready Rancheria, is that you're open to all suggestions. Now, you may not see, oh, okay, it may not take that one, but but you listen to them. You know, so, you know, that's good. So the hotel, and then what kind of a, do you have, thinking about like major people you're bringing in here, like entertainment this year or semi-major?
Entertainment with construction is probably not going to be as huge as it has been.
All right.
It'll probably be some smaller areas just because of parking, and we want to keep it safe. But once we get that there, I mean, we're going to be able to have pool parties. We'll be able to bring in large acts and start doing stuff that we've really wanted to do. And we'll utilize the property that we have across the creek. So it's endless. I just can't wait till we get on.
I think it is. I think that the possibilities here, and again, you know, maybe selfish that I am, is that you all succeed, our community succeeds, the more that you all can then help people that do need that hand. And I want to talk about that as soon as we get back. I've got to take a break here. I guess Maria Roscoe from Ready Rancheria, expansion plans, they're going for it, and all the good things they do for our community. We'll be right back.
In a digital world, every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 29 degrees out there. You probably want to keep your house warm. Call the guys, men and women, down at Alliance Heating and Air. They'll be out there. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. Check them out at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. They've done a lot of good business around. In fact, I think that they're out at the house right now checking out the ducks that we have. Anyway, our guest is Maria Orozco from Redding Rancheria, and we're taking this time to kind of catch up with all the things that Redding Rancheria does. We've talked about your new health center there, mm-hmm. Medical center. We've talked about the new buildings that's going up there, the three stories, 84 rooms. All types of things are going to happen with that, you know, indoor, outdoor pools. Mm-hmm. And we've got a question from somebody. We've got a question from one of our listeners about the facility. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, you two. Is the new facility going to be listed on the IHS website?
The Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center?
They show the one on Churn Creek, but I'm talking about your newest facility over by the hospital.
They're probably in the works on that, and we will get that on the IHS website.
Now, is that just for Northern California tribes, or?
Shasta and Trinity County is our service area.
Yes, I meant for the natives that can show up. Do we have to just be California natives? Or?
Who reside in Shasta and Trinity County.
That reside in Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening, Mike. Thanks for your question. Okay, we talked about the new buildings and all this and where you're going on it. Do you see Redding Rancheria expanding more? I mean, you've got a lot of things going right now, but any plans in the future for some new ideas here that's going to make it even bigger and better?
For the tribal government part, I think their goals,
right,
is one was land acquisition, and they're always purchasing land as much as they can get back. They do a lot in statewide and mm-hmm. with between Native American communities, Native American communities. But I think they're always looking for ways. I mean,
expand.
Yeah, because yeah. I don't think that anybody realizes that the Redding Rancheria Tribal Government, which is located right behind Wind River Casino, is just like if you went into the Shasta County building or the city of Redding. We have, once you walk into the tribal government building, we have legal, we have public works, we have a community health, we have social services, which any Native American who qualifies can actually go in there and get help with their PG&E bill. They can get assistance in any rental assistance through our NAHASDA programs. We're just a whole little government within...
You're a government within a larger overall government.
Yeah, the Redding Rancheria.
You're totally self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
We are.
Pretty much?
Yeah. And Redding Rancheria owns and operates their enterprise, which is Wind River Casino, the mini mart. They are golf course, River Tosami Golf Course, and then we have the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center. So, and our education, our little kids, our Head Start. So, yeah, we're very self-sufficient. We're one of the top six largest private employers in Shasta County. And
how many employees do y'all have, would you say, just, you know, ballpark?
We're over 600.
Over 600?
Over 600, yeah. And I would say...
And you're the sixth largest?
Sixth largest.
So the other ones must be some kind of government organizations, wouldn't you say, or not?
Or the hospital.
Hospital.
Yep.
You're right, hospital.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're all just growing right there, huh?
Growing right there, but we're, you know, internally also, I was talking about, you're saying, what does Reading Rancheria, and the thing that we have are great ways for us to think about our employees. So we have these competitions and weight win fits. So we're talking about New Year's resolutions and stuff. So we actually have our weigh-ins in like next week, and we start for 6 months, and you weigh in every 2 weeks, and they pay for our gym memberships. We have free gym memberships, and we've
That's very smart in progressive companies. I don't mean progressive liberal, but progressive thinking companies do this because in the long run, it's a lot cheaper to keep people healthy. And then try to fix medical problems that could have been prevented by healthy habits. But the fact that they're doing that, I think, is great. And they pay for the gym memberships too. Huh?
They pay for our gym memberships, and then they create some little classes that they say are Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they bring somebody in from like Everyday Fitness or wherever to host a boot camp or a balls class or whatever. And so it's open. Anybody who wants to go. Yeah,
wow.
I think the people that are more fit and healthy are happier. No,
you are absolutely right.
So, you know, bring it on. Yeah. Let's make everybody. But I think the competitions between all the entities and us being able to do things like that so we can go walk a mile in our shoes and we can go Dancing with the Stars and we can go watch a powwow. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, you know, that's where we're going to take a break. We come back. Some of the things that are happening this year, so people can put it down in their calendars. I know the big one coming up, of course, is March 2nd, is the big masquerade extravaganza, which is absolutely, you know what, it's an absolutely great night, and the food's really super, too. So, I mean, so you're serving a lot of people. I mean, what, 500 people there?
Yeah.
Something like that?
It's almost close to 500.
Yeah.
I squeeze them in.
Yes, you do. Okay, and then getting to watch Maria and the tribal, is it probably the tribal councils out there or the dancing?
Our executives.
Executives.
Yes, plus tribal, Jason was the tribal chair, or he is the tribal chair, and he danced with us. Amazing.
I saw that. Okay, we'll be right back. Maria Roscoe from Reading Rancheria. You know, starting off this year, we're kind of, you know, getting a lot of different businesses and people that have an impact on our community in here to get at their ideas of what's happening this year, what they're going to be doing. And Reading Rancheria has a very positive impact on our community, and I like to hear things that they're going to be doing because then we can kind of they are moving forward and a lot of times are a good example of how we continue to move forward and take care of our people and our neighbors. We'll be right back.
Yep, CD
boys. The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Carl in the bot. KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning. Okay, we're going to hit you with the weather one more time. 29 degrees. It's going to be raining this weekend. Is that what I heard? Something coming in?
We do have wet conditions on the way. Next 36 hours is going to be fairly nice, and then showers are likely by Saturday night into Sunday. And, of course, if you're traveling up into the mountains, you're going to want to keep that in mind. We are currently at 33 degrees in Reading with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards. Linda's going to be singing there on January 11th, a week from today. 474-5546. They usually fill that place up where the music room is right away. Be glad to have you all join us. We're going to have a good time up there. Maria Orozco, of course, is our guest from Reading Rancheria. And we've talked about the building, the health center, the future of what's going on. You've got a lot of events coming this year, too.
We do. Wind River Casino is celebrating 20 years this year. So,
like free chips? You get 20 free chips, $20 of free chips. Okay, I just threw that out there.
That would be good.
There
you go. We're thinking 20-something.
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 Well, you've got to watch it
I
out
like
there.
20 You're grand.
20, yeah, well.
20 cars, 20, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be cool. We're going to give away 20 cars. You know, if you hit this, you know, well, we have all these good ideas, don't we? You know, right now, the big guys on the council are going, turn off the station. Maria. Turn off the station right now.
That's funny.
Powwow?
The powwow is set for October. Uh-huh. We'll be giving information out on that. Same thing. Last year it was bigger. We put it back at the fairgrounds with construction that was going on. I think it's going to be back at the fairgrounds again with construction still going. I think 2014 is our estimated opening date for our hotel.
Okay.
We have that. But the other thing is now that it's January, we talked about the Reading Rancheria Community Fund.
Right.
So it's open. It's open right now, and we're taking applications till March. So please call the Shasta Regional Community Foundation at 244-1219 and ask for the grant application for the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. It's open for any nonprofit. It's not designated to any.
Okay, so what you're saying is, okay, you're taking them right
2013,
now.
2013, we're ready to give more monies away.
Okay, so it hasn't been, they haven't already picked that the first 20 or something.
No.
It's wide open. So anybody, okay, what's the number again?
It's 244-1219, and that's the Shasta Regional Community Foundation that houses the Reading Rancheria Community Fund.
And this is for a nonprofit?
Any nonprofit in Shasta or Trinity County.
Well, you know what? That's great.
Yep.
And because you've given away, what, over $2 million?
Yes, 1.96. So yeah, almost there.
Oh. You'll be there soon.
Yes.
And then, and that's going to happen March 2nd?
That happens twice a year. First one is in March. So if you get them into before March, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
But March 2nd, we're celebrating all the people who received monies in 2012.
Okay, super.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it. Happy New Year. Thank you guys
Happy
for
New Year.
Doing what you do. Yeah. I mean, you guys are amazing.
Well, so are you all. I mean, this isn't a self-love thing, but you all do a lot for our community. We love this community. So, anything that we can do to help like that is, we're into it up to our knees.
Exactly. I agree.
Okay. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Next week on Monday, we got Mark Beecham coming in. On Tuesday is Dr. Pius DeNuca. Talking on a regular update on medical concerns and such. We've got a lot of stuff going on next week here on KCNR 1460. We'll be followed by The Bold Truth, of course, with Ed K. Blue and Wampus. I'm not quite sure what Wampus is going to say, when he comes
in here. Can I throw
in
a quick one? Next week, we'll be reporting live from the Consumer Electronics Show from Las Vegas.
That's right. Now, don't get that mixed up and head on over to the adult video show, which is in the same hotel.
Easy to tell the difference, usually.
Well, you know what? Geeks on one side. Okay, you're right. All right. Hey, okay, everybody have a great weekend. We've got a bunch of great shows this weekend coming in, and we will be talking to you on Monday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It had been put off. Now the House has passed emergency aid for Superstorm Sandy recovery. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live on Capitol Hill.
A narrow relief package boosting the federal flood insurance program's borrowing limit by nearly $10 billion overwhelmingly clears the House.
The victims of Superstorm Sandy can wait no longer.
New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney, California Republican Daryl Issa argues an earlier bill passed by the Senate was loaded with earmarks beyond Sandy's wake.
In fact, it's as far away as Alaska.
Disaster relief has become a pitched fight here. Some Republicans demand it be paid for with spending cuts elsewhere. Chris.
Jared, sweeping new safety rules are being proposed to prevent food-related illness. More live from Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz in Washington.
After a summer last year of deadly foodborne illnesses, including listeria and cheese and salmonella outbreaks and peanut butter, mangoes and cantaloupe, the FDA is out with new rules for